Good morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Tracy show. I think I need to apologize to Tara. I've been terrorizing her for the past couple days.
It's true. And by couple days, you mean couple years? Or...
Well, I felt bad yesterday because I was having dinner with some friends after I took my long nap. And one of her friends that she knew, I don't know, growing up, her name is Samantha. And so what happened is I ended up texting Tara, hey, I know your friend. This is, you know, where you grew up together. She goes, yeah, tell her hi. And I told Tara in a text, I'm taking her to Mexico. And I never even replied back, which was probably not the nicest thing.
Why are you always messing with her?
It's just fun.
Well, all right. You're mean.
This is pretty cool. We're looking for caller number 9. We have something very cool because our guests will be joining us next hour.
That's Karen's right. You're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to the JoCo Home and Remodeling Show October 27th to 29th at Overland Park Convention Center. That's from Mix 93.3 and Capital Federal. They're giving away a DIY Truly Smart Home package valued at $1,500. Register to win at capitalfederal.com/smarthome or swing by the Capital Federal booth at the show. Register to win.
Crystal on demo day.
I love my life.
He's so excited.
I go into these places and I get to take a big hammer and break a wall. Who doesn't love to do that?
Now, their show's been renewed, right? They're actually doing really good. They'll be joining us around 8:20 this morning.
Yeah, they're going to be in town, and it'll be really cool. And when we talk to them, we'll have more stuff to give away. But right now, we'll give away those right now to caller number 9. It is 7:43, and your trending topics are brought to you by Casey Renfest. Get ready to run for your life during the Running Dead 5K. Voted best Halloween run. Get info and register at runningdeadkc.com. Thousands of secret documents about the assassination of John F. Kennedy will be made public today. Gerald Paul, author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK, said they might reveal that the CIA was aware that Lee Harvey Oswald was a threat.
The real story, maybe, is that the CIA knew only 7 weeks before the assassination that Oswald may have threatened the president. He returned to America in early October, and they did what the CIA always does. They told no one.
Are you afraid that, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but because you did your whole thesis on JFK and his assassination, like, what if something comes in and it changes everything?
My thesis will still be true because it was mostly about people's reactions to his assassination, but I'm really excited to read this stuff.
What if they took away your master's degree?
I would.
Yeah, you're making me from messing with it. Look at you.
I would act like I still had it.
Okay. The daughter of music legend Fats Domino says he was surrounded by family and friends when he died yesterday at the age of 89. He was best known for songs like Blueberry Hill.
What TV show does this make you think of?
I know, for people our age.
Yeah.
Every time I hear this, I think of Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. That was the song he would sing every time he got a date.
Now, you were telling me some facts about him, that he was like one of the first in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He was one of the first original 10 people nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I say nominated, maybe it was inducted, but one of the first original 10.
Yeah, you told me this yesterday.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
The Regal Theater chain is going to test a new pricing model next year where they charge less for less popular or failing movies and more for blockbusters.
I love this idea.
I think it makes perfect sense. You'll also pay more for popular showtimes like weekend nights.
I think they're doing this for one reason. You and I have talked about this for years, that there's going to be a way that you're going to just be able to download a movie instantly for like $5 at home.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're doing that.
That's why all of these theaters are coming out with these extreme screens and grand screens and the one that, you know, it's 4K or whatever, and you move around and you like can smell smells and you get splash water in the face. They're trying to enhance the experience to make it something you can only get at the movie theater.
Now, Tara, are you young enough to remember dollar movies? Are you too old?
There was a dollar movie theater in Shawnee that I went to a few times.
That's basically the same thing. The
Those
dollar
were
movies.
The best. They were amazing. Yep. Scary clowns are huge right now, of course, thanks to the movie It and a weirdly high number of people going around just dressing like clowns to scare people because Tara hates it and
Your
it makes me laugh.
Kids.
Yep, exactly. So guess who's loving it the most?
Who?
Burger King, because they feel like it's, you know, hurting their competition, who has a clown as the mascot. I think you know what I'm saying. They're so happy about the scary clown trend that they just announced they'll give you a free Whopper on Halloween if you come to some of their stores dressed like a clown.
I want my Whopper.
Sorry, but that's scary.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but it's only going to be in certain cities. And a news team in Denver tried out some super hot tortilla chips, supposed to be made from the hottest pepper in the world. And you know, anytime that happens, there's always things that are going to happen. It's going to get embarrassing, like when Rocket starts coughing and choking or whatever. But this one poor anchor, her name's Natalie, she had to like duck down behind
this
the desk.
This is dangerous.
Well, but instead of like covering for her, they totally threw her under the bus.
Okay, ready?
By the way, we're all
doing
this.
Who's doing yours? Where's yours?
Don't take your contacts out after you do it.
Ernie Bjorkman's doing it. Here we go.
Really? It's not a tiny bite challenge.
Oh,
it's a one chip challenge. Stick that whole thing
hot.
In there.
Come on, eat
it's
the
hot.
Rest of the chip, Ernie.
No, it's too hot.
Can we lick your hole?
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting. Oh, did you eat the whole chip?
Yeah, I ate the whole chip. That's why it's called a chip challenge.
You look fine.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups when I eat something hot.
Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up.
Ooh,
this is going very poorly, folks. Clean up on aisle. Someone get her help, please. She needs help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
That would totally be you guys. Like, I duck down where no one has to know about it, and then one of you go, oh, she totally just threw up all over.
Put on that thing that I like.
Oh, yeah. Mix 93.3.